Live from Annandale, this is The Grelly with your host, Jerry Negrelli.
Give people a second to get their tape recorders ready.
Jerry Negrelli.
This is the great Jerry Negrelli.
You are a guy who does a thing on the Pony's music.
That's right. This is The Grelly. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. I hope you enjoyed last week's Grelly Free episode, where you got to hear some wonderful, familiar voices from people that were not me. I hope you enjoy those performances, because now there's a lot more me coming at you. This will be the last episode with this title. The Grelly was always meant to be a joke, and I think the only reason I ever actually recorded it under this banner was, first, I didn't have another idea. But secondly, Steve Lipton had made a joke, because I posted like a parody logo of the Grelly to mock the herd. He said, "Oh, aren't you ever going to record that Grelly podcast?" Like, all right, well, I guess I'll do that if I'm going to rebrand TK Jingles. I'll just call it the Grelly. But I found that it's uncomfortable for me to even talk about it. But I imagine that many of you out there have a really hard time. Like, it's hard explaining the jingles. It's hard explaining who I am, what I do, what this whole thing is. But then having to sell the fact that it's called the freaking Grelly, like, it probably couldn't be a worse name for a show other than The Herd. So we're going to change that. You'll see something new next week. I probably will try to keep this same URL. I don't want to disrupt subscribers. We may transition to a new one over the next few weeks or months, but I'll certainly let you know about that here if anything changes. But for now, you should have to change nothing within your podcast feed. I'll try to give you as much warning as I can. So let's read the last review of the Grelly that you may ever see on iTunes. This is from TJTC74. Says, "Chinese food at tkjingles.com, 5 stars. Yeah, I'd like a number 6 with extra spicy sauce, 3 number 12s with extra duck, and can I get a number 2 without so much chicken? The podcast is MSG free, right? And unfortunately, we're out of duck, so I cannot accommodate." All right, let's see. So, quick updates here, as I like to do at the beginning of the show. The logo quest for Jingle Trek has taken a setback. Jeff has no ideas and has given up and thrown his hands up again. So I have now commissioned an actual artist. I'm putting together what I hope is going to be a pretty cool graphic tee, rather than the logo tees of the past, where we have a couple of simple colors. This will be a hand-drawn illustration. I'm trying to parody that Star Trek Into Darkness picture. We'll see how it turns out. This may also be total garbage. It's due to me around September 9th to 14th, somewhere in that range. So when that's done, there will be another episode on the podcast to let you know how that's going. And then once I have that, I'll be able to send out all of the Kickstarter swag surveys. I've been withholding that because I want to make sure that you all know what you're actually getting if you sign up for one of these things. So we should have an update on that soon. And then the new podcast, name, logo, all that stuff, again, hopefully will be done the next few days. I've also had like 5 or 6 different iterations of that, and they've all stunk. So hopefully one good one comes out the next few days. Otherwise, we're just rolling with the Grelly. All right, so let's do some music, because I'm sure that's what many of you are here for. I wanted to play one song I put together over the last couple of hours. This is a Righteous Brothers parody. On my drive home today, I was listening to Sirius 60s on 6, where I often go if I'm looking for a jingle inspiration, because Tony is all about those songs of the 60s, and Soul and Inspiration came on. And as I was listening to it, I thought, I was always looking for words that had Asian in them. How did I never parody this song? Plus it has Bill Medley, who, it's a silly kind of voice sometimes. This would be great to sing. And the idea I have that you'll hear here is around Tony moving locations. And I realized as I was putting together the idea for this, that in my time listening to Tony, he's been at a couple of different radio stations and moved around, and then moved to the undisclosed location and the restaurant, and now back to a radio station, and then ultimately maybe some other restaurant pop-up or something. But many people, when he left Chatter, probably new listeners, said, "Oh, is the podcast over? Is it, what's going on with it? What's the status?" And this just reinforces that the podcast will always go on so long as Tony is healthy and able to do it and wanting to still work, even if it's at his house or, you know, out front of the browser about yelling into a tin can, it's still going to happen. And so this song tries to pay homage to that. I hope you enjoy it. It was a lot of fun to record this one. This is Sullen Inspiration, my Little Righteous Brothers tribute.
Tony, how can you do this? Just up and walk away. How will we all get through this? All the people who listen each day, and you're leaving the show at the radio station and Channel 8 and C-SPAN too. 20-something years at those radio stations. You're leaving, Tony, where will you go? You got a new thing going, a studio with a view, but there's no ASCAP license, so you can't play these songs I sent you. And you're doing the show from an undisclosed location for just a while, then that's done too. Time to move on from the undisclosed location.
Tony, you moved to a restaurant, and Chad has been great, except for all that money. You're losing, not earning, you're wasting, and you're burning. Tony, what will become of you? Be broke before you know it.
Chatter's closed for major renovations. You drew a crowd a time or two. You need a new home, it's a desperate situation.
You're leaving, Tony, where will you go? Where will you go? I've realized that I should probably do this talky part before I record because my voice seems a little bit hoarse. I just listened back to some of that. It doesn't sound quite as melodious and wonderful as you're probably used to, I say with utmost humility. But yeah, usually, so just so you're aware kind of on of my little process here, just to keep the Grelly going and the podcast thing going, I've tried to dedicate one time per week for 3 to 4 hours, because it always takes at least that much, to sit down, write, record, and churn this out. And I've rarely gotten this done before like 1 in the morning. So today, luckily, there were like some kids' activities and some things going on. I sat down at like 5:30, and now we're almost at 9 o'clock. I may be able to get this done before midnight for the first time in a long time. So anyway, we'll see about changing that process. But at least for now, keep this going. For those of you that have been eager to hear me back doing this, we found a mechanism that seems to work for the time being until something else comes up. So speaking of hoarse voices, a few episodes ago, I did a parody of Straight to the Heart, a Bryan Adams song, and I loved it. I just loved doing it because I'm not a huge Bryan Adams fan, and yet whenever he comes on the radio, I really smile at his songs. Clearly he's had some kind of like major damage to his vocal cords, and yet that's the charm of his voice. So that got me thinking about a parody I did, a custom jingle for a previous Kickstarter for Claudia back when they first bought Chadwick's. And she asked for a song about how she used to go to Chadwick's when her sister worked there and she always got the drink for free. And so it was a plea to Mr. Tony, now that you own the place, can I still drink for free? So this is a way to kind of incorporate the chatter stuff as well as the whole Bryan Adams theme that really just got me excited last week. And then to carry on the chatter theme, we have a new jingle from Joe Arrow, which is a parody of a brand new song, a Taylor Swift song called Lover. And much like many Weird Al songs, Joe's version of it is the first time I'm actually hearing the original song. So I had not heard Lover yet. I'm sure it's a lovely song, but Joe's parody is great. So we're going to play that. And then we are going to play one more chatter song. I think this is the only one left kind of in this theme on the show. I'm going to try to pack all these in up front. And it's a song that I've been meaning to do for almost 2 years. Since the day Tony bought Chadwick's, I had this idea to do, I don't even know what they're called, BMO or something, or GMO, whatever that group is that does taking care of business. And every time I've thought about it, I said, oh, no, Steve Lipton did that, because it's such a Steve song. Like, this just sounds like you can hear Steve Lipton doing it. I shouldn't be doing this song. Because it's like a jam song. I don't really enjoy this kind of music very much. Like, it's so repetitive, and there's very little going on. Just kind of yada, 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 booda, 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 booda. It just goes over and over and over. And you'll hear, when you hear this parody, it's like I'm dunking on the place going out of business, because it repeats so many times. So I hope you enjoy it. I had a lot of fun writing it. I think of the lyrics you hear today, going out of business probably has my favorite lyrics of the bunch that I had anything to do with anyway. So here's Drink for Free, Lover, and Taking Care of Business, three new jingles about chatter.
Chadwick's and Friendship Heights sure means a lot to me. You know it was the place to go back in 83. My sister worked there way back then, so I got free drinks again and again. And though my sister left, will you condone my theft? Can I still drink for free? Oh, can I still drink for free? You'll see me at the bar, knitting hats and scarves. Can I still drink for free? We could leave the for sale sign up till January. This was our place, we made the rules. And I'm still in a haze, I can't figure out where to go from here. Where we open 20 seconds or 20 years. So tell me, every morning, cause your podcast needs performance, so you head to your bar in the city. There's a big crowd outside, and they're standing on the line. Oops, they're waiting for the bus, what a pity. And if Nigel's done on time, you'll be out of there by nine. Hit the gym, PTI, then you're through. While over on Wisconsin, it's consistent and it's constant. Your lonely staff got nothing to do. So now you're going out of business. That was fun. Going out of business. Now you're done. Yeah, you're going out of business. It's all gone. Going out of business. How did it last this long?
business. Going out of business. Going out of business. Going out of business. Yeah, you're going out of business. That was fun. Going out of business. Now it's done. Yeah, you're going out of business. It's all gone. Going out of business. How did it last this long? Going out of business. Going out of business. Going out of business. Going out of business. Yeah, you're going out of business. Going out of business. Going out of business. Going out of business. Going out of business.
I'm not sure why, but you're listening to The Grelly.
Steve Lipton may or may not be an Uber driver, but he's definitely an Uber contributor to this podcast. This week, I have a new song from Steve. It sounds like, I mean, based on the title, this is something that would have been like a schoolyard taunt to me, like the Smelly Grelly or something. So I have not listened to it yet. I thought I could just play it here live and then give you my live reaction, like one of those trendy YouTube videos, or at least trendy like 5 years ago. Here's my reaction to whatever this is that Steve sent. Let's listen.
The Grellycast, Grellycast. Why am I listening? Grellycast, Grellycast. It's all my fault. It's all my fault.
No one to blame but yourself, Steve. Of course, that is a parody of Smelly Cat from Friends. That Friends episode where they do the super produced like music video to Smelly Cat. That is a genius moment. Thank you for that contribution, Steve. Next week, you're going to have a new title to riff on. So I'm going to give you all kinds of new ideas you can play with. That's the last Smelly Grelly song you're ever going to hear, I hope. Now, speaking of Steve, he has a great new parody about Tony washing his car with water. It's a parody of Going to the River. And when I saw the title, I thought Going to the River was to the tune of Dude Looks Like a Lady. I don't know if that has the same syllables or something, but I thought that was the song. So when I listened to this one, I was very surprised that this had nothing to do with, there was no hip, hip, dude look like a lady. Like, I just wasn't there. So I was pleasantly surprised. So here is Steve Lipton with Going to the River.
I don't know why parking is so hard to do, but this garage has got me so confused. I hit a barrier, then I shot a nip at that. Michael expected to get that car back.
Songs about Tony thinking he can fix his dented or scratched car by rubbing some water on it are really unexplored. Like, that's a great topic. That's a great one, Steve. I think we really need to double down our efforts to make sure we address that, because the idea of it is so stupid. I mean, first of all, they have rubbing compound that does that. If you have a scratch, it's really easy. I mean, it's kind of what Tony described, except instead of water, it's a little harsh compound that rubs stuff right out. There's also another jingle we've been working on and off for the last few weeks, and it was Privileged Boy, an idea that was suggested to me on Twitter. And we've gone through a few iterations. This here, I think, I finally had some time to kind of go back to this, and I really liked this trend here on the Grelly, where I've introduced a song to you in a demo, I've gotten feedback online, I've changed a few things, you have not responded to me. I've still changed a few things. And then it kind of churns towards its conclusion. I think this is the final of Privilege Boy, a parody of John Lennon's Beautiful Boy. And the goal here was to make fun of Michael's privilege, basically about things that aren't really privileges. But then I get a little bit more serious at the end, kind of a little bit, you know, more snarky. Can't help it. But this, I think, turned out great. I'm really happy I was able to really mimic some of the original lyrics of this song. You'll hear that when we go into this. So check this out. Let me know what you think about it. This is Privileged Boy.
Privilege, 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 privilege boy. Privilege, 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 privilege boy. It's time to check your phone. It's roughly 3 a.m. Another text, your dad is vexed. 'Cause it's raining again. Privilege, 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 privilege boy. Privilege, 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 privilege boy. Meeting me in laws, out at the pond. Can hardly wait until your dad is gone, but I guess you'll both just have to be patient. 'Cause although he's ready for bed, they haven't brought the bread, so he's embarrassing you instead. Keep checking the time, but know the time is short. Enjoy your house and car. Broke is what happens to you if your dad buys another bar. Privilege, 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 privilege boy.
Enjoying the Grelly? Leave a review on iTunes today.
So what are your thoughts on social media? I have recently quit Facebook. Probably within the last year, I slowly phased it out, and I don't miss it at all. I've gone back a couple of times to promote the Kickstarter or the Jingle Fest, just so people know, because I know a lot of you are still on there. But I found it just to be a negative influence in my life. I just did not enjoy Facebook. I joined it in the first place just to post cat pictures during a snowstorm. So that was the thing that finally got me on there. And then I found that it never really got better than that. That was kind of the highlight. But I still am on Twitter. And I mean, Twitter is even more toxic. But I feel like that's the best way to get news. So I kind of put up with like the insanity and the trolling and try to follow a few accounts that are like humorous trolls that just bring a little bit of levity to the insanity that's on there. But I, you know, it's so hard to get the message out and to communicate with you all. So I'm glad you're listening here about what I'm doing and the jingles and getting feedback, because I would love to be able to post something like a poll or a question and really get a lot of real-time feedback. But there's so much noise. And now that Twitter has added their latest tweets versus prioritized tweets or whatever the hell they're doing, there's no timeline feed really anymore unless you manually force it. So I feel like my stuff is getting shadow banned or de-emphasized or whatever you want to call it. I just don't get engagement the way that I once did. And I think that there's still the same relative number of people listening to this and, you know, maybe fewer people on the Little Song site because they just don't know about it. But in general, there's still a pretty good audience for this stuff. So, you know, I think that the social media interaction is just going down. You can always reach me, ChineseFoodAppTKJingles.com. I also, the fastest way to get me is probably just with a tweet because I'm always checking that. But I'm really curious just of you on here, if you have a preferred way of being engaged, whether it's email, or social media, or otherwise, please let me know. And we'll continue that conversation later.
radio shows grow up to be podcasts. So now here we are. Mr. Tony's show has gone online, and it's climbing up the charts. And it still makes him sad to know his friends say subscribing is too hard. Tony's got a podcast. Welcome to 2003. How it took this long is quite a mystery. Reverend Satch presiding over Old Guy Radio. The more I hear, the more it sounds the same. Tony's show is still the same.
Yeah, I mean, it really is exactly the same. He even kept these stupid songs. Why would he do that?
I had another semi-finished work a few weeks ago. This was a parody of Swinging on a Star, and something I wrote in about 5 minutes. And so Robert Zolnicki submitted his own lyrics to that song, so I thought it would be interesting to record them as an alternate podcast-only version. I'm going to present that to you here. And this one, I did no prep, so you'll hear me trying to work on the phrasing as it goes through here. One of the things that I spend most of my time doing when I'm writing these things is trying to figure out how to line up the meter, the phrasing, the number of syllables, the rhymes with the original song so that it's seamless and you almost don't even hear that it's a parody. It just blends right in. There were a few spots here in the verse where I had to like slow roll my word to make sure I got the syllables in there. But I really like the way that the, what do you call it? The thing at the end where we just kind of go in a row. That's definitely not the right word. But anyway, where it kind of repeats itself and you have all these different voices echoing. So check it out. This is a revision of Swinging on a Star with contributions from Robert.
That failed bar was a sinkhole in my pocket. Watch my money fade away. Oh, that failed bar was a sinkhole in my pocket. My kids don't need it anyway. Who in their right mind said be an owner with no business mind? If you want to lose your money slower, invested in lawn care leaf blowers. Oh, that failed bar was a sinkhole in my pocket. Watch my money fade away. Oh, that failed bar was a sinkhole in my pocket. My kids don't need it anyway.
Ugh, and the runtime in this episode is kind of short. I think we need some filler.
He was a newsman, now he's selling underwear and sheets. Hell, even craftsmen tell me, how does Mr. Tony sleep? Between the reeds, he talks about his golf or birthday weekend. You fall asleep when you wake up, Michael selling merchandise. You Chatter special tonight.
Vanilla, vanilla shines.
You've listened for so long, now it's vanilla, vanilla, it shines. Papa Villa tonight.
A new day dawns at Tony's bar. A dozen patrons from near and far. The wide-eyed rubes all flocked to see this walking dead. Cast of clowns from the tube and post will break new ground to flatter our host. And while they sometimes touch on an overtime thriller, its ads and golf, an inane filler.
Mwah!
All the way to the bank.
As you may know, I tend to beat ideas and topics into the ground until they're begging for mercy. Much like Tony, talking about topics over and over and over again. But one thing that I've mentioned before, and I'll mention it again, that one of my favorite memories of this podcast and this whole experience was having Tony as a guest on the show. And it wasn't the interview with him or how that turned out, or the fact even that he did it. It was the fact that it ended so awkwardly and so abruptly. So if you haven't listened to that show, you can find it on iTunes, the TK Jingles Weekly Podcast. Look for the one with Tony or whatever. It's a good interview. But the ending, we talked for maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes, whatever it was. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Tony just says, okay, you got any more? We did some time. And that's it. He's ready to go. And it was just so perfect because on the one hand, he was so gracious. He didn't have to talk to me at all. And then he reached a point where, all right, I've had enough. Let's wrap this up, buddy. That was just like so, you could say off-putting, but I wasn't offended by it. I mean, I thought it was pretty damn funny. But anyway, so as we end this chapter of this podcast and this name, I thought it would be appropriate to do a We Did Some Time tribute. Another song just about ending one chapter and moving on to something else. And this is, I guess, a prelude or some foreshadowing of what's going to come in the next version of this podcast, because this is a parody of an Oasis song, and just the whole band Oasis and the theme of what they do and how they write their music really has a lot to do with how I'm trying to kind of reorient my approach as we move forward here. So enjoy this. We did some time. And I'll be back here, hopefully in a week or so, Labor Day week. I hope to be back with a new episode under a new banner. And I mean, it's not going to be that different, but don't get your hopes up here or hopes down, whichever way you want to go here. But it will be a little bit different. And I try to keep it fresh, original, fun. But for the time being, while we're still here together, enjoying each other's company on the Grelly, here is I'm Out of Time / We Did Some Time.
Imagine. Okay, we did some time. You got any more?
What's that? Oh, you're talking to me?